In the future, it may become more and more difficult to assume that those in the Chinese community will be able or willing to meet all of the needs of their aging relatives.
Generation gap, they're always a problem. Maybe the youngsters, the grandchildren that they are brought up here, their way of thinking are just like any of you. So they may find a grandparent stay in the same house, perhaps is occupy one of the room, which that room perhaps can be his. And there's the kind of conflicts there.
Anna and her colleagues at the CWA are witnessing profound changes within their community. Campaigning for the recognition of the cultural needs of Chinese people has become a priority.
We are actually fighting or arguing with the local authority about delivering food into the home of an elderly person who for the first time is entitled what we call chilled meals here, maybe different from England. Used to be called meals on wheels, but it's delivered food to the elderly home. This person, Chinese person, said, all my life I've been eating Chinese food. I don't want potatoes and European food. I can't eat them. And the local authority said, no, we cannot do this. We cannot make one meal for this Chinese person.
Legislation against discrimination in Northern Ireland is relatively new. It's hoped the impact will soon be felt.
We have the Race Relations Order, which came very, very late to Northern Ireland, while the rest of the UK has the Race Relations Act since 1976. Northern Ireland has this act extended here only in 1997. 21 years behind. So in a way, that is a reflection of how poor, in fact, local authorities have helped ethnic minorities. Now, the equality agenda is very, very high in, hopefully, in local government now. And now there is the big Equality Commission, which looks after disabilities, religion, gender and race discrimination. So there is a big establishment there to have a voice as well.
Al's expectations of the next generation are markedly different from those of his parents. It's his needs as he ages and those of his Chinese contemporaries that will have to be anticipated by the health and social care workers of the future.
I think the time has changed and the value of certain things in the past has gone. And I do not expect, you know, my son to be my insurance. What I really want to see him is growing up healthy, doing the right things, being disciplined, treat me as his friend, respect me, of course, because I do respect my parent, economically independent, and has a good job. And most important, has a very good family. And I will not see him as my insurance, you know.